Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. People ask us, what's the secret to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's success? And it really is just one thing, one very special element. And its initials are CK. Carl Castle, newsman, comedian, international man of mystery. Over the years, we've been trying to find something he just won't do for a laugh. Whether it's his remarkable foreign accents, or should I say, accent, the dignity he's earned over decades and is willing to squander in an instant, or just his willingness to do just about anything we ask of him, I submit these three pieces of evidence for your consideration. First, he shows his lax attitude about controlled substances. Then he demonstrates his remarkably fine ear for speech. And finally, we'll hear one of Carl's signature interpretations of popular song. Kerry, this past week, the U.S. government announced that this country is in the midst of a severe shortage of what?
The U.S. government announced that we have a severe shortage of...
It's something the government would notice.
They would notice. A shortage of... Well, I know the deficit. Right.
Well, maybe Carl has a hint for you. Carl, do you have a hint?
No, Peter, I don't.
Say from NPR, this is Carl Castle with NPR News. Try it.
I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.
Very good, John. Here is your last quote.
If I become iridescent from it, I become iridescent from it. I'll glow in the dark.
That was a New Yorker.
I'm guessing it's Upper East Side.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's 1686.
Carl actually went back to the Dutch period. We thought only that bats, whales, and humans sang to communicate, although, of course, a lot of humans probably should not bother. As for their mice, it turns out their songs are sung at really high frequencies and therefore inaudible to humans. Scientists, however, were able to use some translation technology to create a recording of the mice that we can hear. Paula, a travel company in Germany announced this week that they're going to begin catering to airline passengers who would like to travel how?
No!
Yes, naked. Who among us hasn't struggled to board a crowded airplane and thought, you know what would make this great? Everyone were naked. Well, the Ossi Urlaub Travel Company has heard your pleas. Their first nude charter flight will be this summer.
Nobody's going to want to be on the second one, though, are they?
Nobody wants to be in the flight right after.
Yeah.